Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and I'm very excited to say that with me now in the studio is Maine-based best-selling author Tess Gerritsen. She's the author of the thriller series Rizzoli and Isles, and the books follow Jane Rizzoli and Maura Isles, a crime-fighting duo on the streets of Boston. One's a police detective, the other a medical examiner, and a TV show based on the books starring Angie Harmon and Sasha Alexander just recently ended last September after 7 seasons on TNT. And Tess Gerritsen is now out with the latest book in the series. It's called I Know a Secret, and she joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. So first of all, Rizzoli and Isles, based in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Why Boston?
I live in Maine, and if I were to set a crime series in Maine, it would be really boring. I needed a place that had a decent homicide rate, and we just don't have that in Maine.
You needed the grittiness of the city.
Right, and this was the closest large city to where I am, so I could drive down here to do my research trips.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what Stephen King thinks about that. So Boston's a good place for this. Now, you've got two very different kinds of women as the heart of this series, who come together to solve crimes. And so, you know, tell me about writing Rizzoli versus writing Isles.
Well, Jane Rizzoli was introduced first in the book, yeah, The Surgeon, and she represents pretty much every female cop I've ever interviewed. You know, they're tough, they're smart, and they have to be better than the men. So that's Jane. And Maura Isles is very different. Maura Isles is me. I modeled her after myself. I think we're both very logical people. We're both medical doctors, and we both want to explain the unexplainable, which means we're frustrated most of the time.
You know, so that combination of law enforcement or detective and medical doctor is a very potent one. There's a lot of great stories, literature. I mean, I'm thinking all the way even back to Holmes and Watson, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I should have asked is, if Isles is you and you're a trained physician,
mm-hmm,
how did you turn to writing?
Oh, I wanted to be a writer when I was 7 years old,
yeah,
but I'm Asian American, and my father, and as a lot of Asian American parents are, they're very conservative when it comes to their children's occupations. And I was told at age 7, when I said, I want to be a writer, my father said, that is no way to make a living. So he directed me into the sciences, and I love science anyway. So I took a detour as a medical doctor.
But you took a detour?
I took a detour, but I always knew I would be a storyteller. And when I went home on maternity leave for a couple of months, that's when I wrote my first book.
Oh, wow. But obviously your training, mm-hmm, I love calling it a detour, your detour as a physician is so key. Because the level of detail that you write in the book, it's obvious that you're bringing a doctor's eye to this.
Well, I think that what's interesting about doctors is that they approach problems in a very particular way. They know how to eliminate the impossible. They're looking in a very logical manner at illness or at death. So I think that's the point of view that I bring when I talk about Maura Isles.
Mm-hmm. So, but then about Jane Rizzoli, though, how do you get the authenticity and the detail about her side of things, about law enforcement?
Well, part of it is that I did, when I wrote The Surgeon, I did go to Boston PD, and I was able to talk to a couple homicide unit detectives. And also, Boston PD has a fabulous public affairs officer who's willing to work with writers. So that was how I got my introduction to police work. But I have to say, a lot of it is I make it up. You know, I just imagine, okay, I have this problem. How would I solve it if I were a detective?
Oh, interesting. And have you heard from actual detectives about?
I do hear from homicide detectives around the country, and I do get some interesting calls from them. I think the most weird one was one, I believe it was from Bakersfield. It was a cold case detective, and she said, "We're convinced you know the killer that we've been searching for a couple of decades. Because your killer in one of your books does exactly what our killer did. You must have talked to him, and you must know how he performs, how he does this." And I said, no, I made it all up. But I think it's because I just sort of go through this logical progression. If this is my goal as a killer, what do I do?
Mm.
And unfortunately, it seems that somebody else did something very similar.
You know, this got me thinking that we're talking about your work, which is a fiction series, a thriller fiction series. But of course, we're living just the news this week about
yes,
what happened in Las Vegas. that sometimes, I mean, we all have this real life urge to have the same understanding about what drove the shooter in Las Vegas to do what he did. Mm-hmm. Of course, only an investigation will turn up the truth. But I wonder, I mean, do you think that the process of, or like when people engage with thrillers as fiction, that it sort of gives them, I mean, it's fiction, so I don't want to put too much responsibility on it, but does it give folks more insight about, you know, you're writing about some dark world here.
It gives us the satisfaction of answering the unanswerable.
Yeah.
You know, in real life, there are no answers to everything. And in fact, I think that the reason I choose this particular genre is because I was exposed to a homicide case when I was young, a case of somebody I knew and liked very, very much who went to prison for murdering his sister-in-law, torturing her and drowning her in the toilet. And I never saw that in him. I never understood why he did it. And I think that every book I write is a way to explain, to myself anyway, that these people exist and to try to understand why the smiling face sometimes hides something very dark.
That's astonishing. So, I mean, have you... So you knew this person?
Not only did I know this person, I loved this person. He was a father figure to me. And so I think that it's, you know, there. Some psychologists will say that novelists write the one book. They write over and over again the book that they think will answer their childhood question. And that is my childhood question, is how did he do this? Why did he do this? And there are no answers. So, for instance, Stephen Paddock, maybe we'll never know the answer of why he killed all those people.
Did you ever get to ask the question to the person you're talking about?
Oh, he went to prison. He was later released, I believe, and I have avoided any contact with him. Yes.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Well, actually, so you answered a question that I was going to ask about, sort of what drew you to this particular kind of kind of fiction, and that's, wow, I have to say, I didn't expect to hear that. That's very powerful. But you've written a movie recently?
Oh, right. Well? Yes, yeah. My son and I made a horror film, independent feature horror film. And I find myself gravitating more and more to film, whether it's television or feature films, as a means of storytelling.
Yeah.
I'm very aware now of the large audience out there and of the joys, actually, of telling a story through visual media.
Yeah. So tell me, what did it feel like as an author, seeing your books be created into seven series, or 7 years worth of series on television?
Yes. Well, first of all, it was a very surprise that it actually happened. You know, whenever you sell the rights to Hollywood, you always think, oh, you know, I'll cash the check and that's the end of it. But to see it become so successful, I think the weirdest thing was to see my characters, who I really had very strong mental images of what they looked like, to show up on television looking nothing like I imagined.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Rosoli in the books is quite ordinary looking. She's every woman. She's the kind of person you can identify with. And Angie Harmon played her on television. So suddenly she's beautiful. So that was the big surprise for me.
Yeah. Well, Tess Gerritsen's new book is the latest in the Rosoli and Isles series. It's called I Know a Secret. And Tess is going to be at the Flint Memorial Library in North Reading tonight.
Yes.
And tomorrow night she'll be at the Sawyer Free Library in Gloucester.
At 1 p.m.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. We'll put information about both those events at our website, radioboston.org. Tess Gerritsen, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And by the way, folks, before we go, I got a quick update from Game 2 of the AL Division Series. Yes, Sox versus the Astros. Right now, the Sox are trailing the Astros 1-4, and the Astros are leading the series 1-0. We'll have the final score for you a bit later today on All Things Considered, so keep your fingers crossed. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.